Answer me this. Are you a morning person? Maybe an afternoon person? Perhaps you're a night owl? Perhaps you feel like you never really get moving? Well, regardless of how you would classify yourself, you deserve to have a morning routine that serves you, that sets you up for success. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and go, oh, I've heard all about the morning routine stuff and all the things that we're all supposed to do and journal and meditate and yoga, and I just don't have time for that or I don't like it. Guess what? That is not what I'm going to tell you. Instead, I am thrilled to tell you about my annual free event coming up called Master Your Morning. And over the course of 5 days, 30 minutes or less each day, I'm going to teach you how to create your own unique morning routine based on two things, your unique personality type, and secondly, the realities of your home life, right? You may not have a lot of time for a morning routine. And that's what this free workshop is all about. So if you want to come join, head over to megansumrall.com/masteryourmorning. And I promise you, at the end of it, you are going to have a completely different relationship with the morning. Hey, friends. So one of the things that is an underlying kind of core principle and something that is subtly taught inside of everything I teach in regards to time management and planning for women is the idea and the core principle that we all deserve to plan and prioritize time in our lives for the things that are important to us, for our goals, for our dreams, for our desires, and to not put things on the back burner. Along with that is also the recognition that there's no time limit. There's no point in life in which we ever need to say, well, I guess I can't do that anymore. And that's really one of the messages that I have here today inside of the Work Life Harmony podcast with the best guest ever, my mom, because you're going to hear about her new book that she has just published as she's approaching her 80th birthday and the journey of getting there, along with a really powerful message from her as well. And you're going to see why growing up, I never felt like I had to put limits on my life when you get to hear about all the things my mom has done. So I'm excited to reintroduce my mom to all of you here today. Welcome to the Work Life Harmony podcast. I'm your host, Megan Sumrall. I'm the creator of the Top Program and Top Planner, teaching all things time management, organization, and productivity for women. I'm also a mom and wife, and just like you, I'm juggling hashtag all the things while running multiple businesses and a family. Guess what? You don't have to feel constantly overwhelmed, exhausted, and stressed out. There is another way. When you have the right systems and tools to plan and manage your time, you can live a life of harmony. This is your show to learn from me and other amazing women how to master your time, planning, and organization to skyrocket your productivity so you can have work-life harmony. If you're ready to stop feeling overwhelmed, this is the show for you. And if you're new here, I'd love to get you started with my work-life harmony assessment. All you have to do is DM me on Instagram at Megan Sumrall with the word harmony, and my team will send it right over. Hey everyone, welcome back to Work-Life Harmony. I have hands down the best guest. I was about to say the best guest I've ever had on the show, but I've actually had her on the show before. So it's just a repeat. So thank you for being here, Mom.
I'm delighted.
Today, we're going to take a little bit of a pivot from our usual really tactical, pragmatic tip strategies and all of that on planning and saving time. But this really is focusing for me on the conversation of the harmony part of life. And I know so many of us, you know, as I shared, I recently turned 50. The older we get, it's almost like we feel like we'd get more and more disconnected from our dreams, our desires. We think we've missed the window to do amazing things. And so I wanted to have my mom on today because she has been an amazing example for me on age is just a number. And we have tons of time to do the things that we desire to do. So again, welcome to the show, Mom.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
So the big news that we have to share is, and the timing of this, that I wanted to record this now here today. Can I share about your birthday?
Yes.
Okay. Sure. Well, some people are funny about it. So my mom is about to have a big milestone birthday. She is turning 80. And here we are just a few weeks before her birthday, and her second book was just published. So I want you to sit on that for a minute. Right? We don't usually hear about, I know I would certainly never have considered for myself of doing something big and huge and amazing at that age. So Mom, I would love for you to first share kind of your background about writing, your passion for writing, when you got into writing.
Well, I think I've always enjoyed writing. I can remember as young as first grade, writing what I thought would be a book, which was 3 pages long, and it had something to do with a mouse. I'm a little unclear on it now.
Do you still have?
But no, I don't. Oh, sure. I don't. But I remember being very pleased at the end that I had this book of 3 pages, and I've also got tired of it. I stopped. So I've always enjoyed writing, but I think maybe I got serious about it after I had a class my freshman year in college. And the English professor was wonderful, and he said, you can't write a paper or anything until you learn to write a paragraph. Okay. And that's all we did all semester was read a poem and then write a paragraph about it. And the final exam was a poem that he put up on the blackboard, and we had to write one paragraph about this poem. And the exam, they left 4 hours for it, and not one of us left the room before the four hours was up.
Exam
was one paragraph. But it made me realize that every single word is important, and you have to have a vocabulary to be able to express those words. And that was sort of the beginning of, I think, my great desire to write.
Now, did you know at that time you wanted to write a book?
No, I started out with short stories. Okay. Quite frankly, life was confusing, and you're married, and you have a husband in the Marine Corps and 3 children, and a short story was what I could sort of compass. So it was a while before I thought about a book.
Do you remember what age range you were when you thought, I think I'd like to write a book?
Probably in my 40s.
Okay.
And I'm glad the first book wasn't published, though I tremendously desire that it be so. But I look at it now and I think, no, this wasn't good enough. I realize what you have to bring to your writing is experience. And the first book that was published really came out of my experience.
So we're going to come back to the first book that was published, because that was about 14 years ago. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. When did you start writing this book, the new book that just came out?
Oh, I've been at this probably for 15 years. It's a memoir, and things would sort of recur that one had forgotten about, or something would happen in life, and I'd think, oh, I remember about that.
I think it's been longer than
it. It may be.
Because I remember reading, I think I started reading some of that before I moved to North Carolina, and that's been 20 years.
Okay. Well, it might be that long.
Okay. So you were working on this book. Did you go down the process of wanting to get this book published before now?
No, okay. I haven't. And then I got sort of off on the other book. And this book was really just a desire to write a thank you note to my grandparents. And that's why it started, because they were 3 very fabulous people. And it just started, and I wrote it for the family. And the other book I really had hoped would be published.
So let's go back to your first book, which is For Country and Core. When did you know you wanted to write that book?
Well, I retired from my full-time job, and I really had at it. And my grandfather, about...
And this was 50s?
This was, I would have been probably, 55, I think.
Yeah, so I think probably 55 or 60.
About 55 or 60.
Yeah. Okay.
And I spent 3 years of research on the book. Uh-huh. I had letters from my grandmother and grandfather. I had stuff that he had put down in the Marine Corps library. I spent 3 years doing research. And because it compassed his entire lifespan, I had to know about World War I because he was in it. I had to know about World War II because he was in it. I had to know about Haiti because they were stationed there. So it took quite a bit of research. But also, I knew him. I had lived in his house, and I knew him very well, so that it sort of came out of my experience, and I could write about him in a way that I think was as honest as it can be when you're a granddaughter.
So for those, a lot of people probably aren't that up on military history, who was your grandfather, so that they understand the importance of that book that you wrote?
My grandfather retired as a 4-star Marine general. He led the Marines in the Korean War. Probably people might have heard of the landing in Incheon. He was running the 1st Marine Division then. The recapture of Seoul. He was in charge of the 1st Marine Division then. And then the battle that resonates with Marines is the Chosin Reservoir, where they were pushed up into North Korea and had to fight their way out as the Chinese entered the war. That's probably what he is most famous for.
Now, just to give you all some perspective on that book. So I can remember going to the big book launch for that. And I was about 1 month out of being pregnant with my daughter, which is, that's why I remember the timing of it so well. This book is available still. You can go out on Amazon for Country and Core. And are you willing to tell everyone, because you're probably not going to brag about yourself, what General Mattis had to say about this book?
Well, General Mattis, who is a great reader and is known for his library, put it on one of the list of his top, I think it was 30 books.
Or no, it was in the top 10.
Top 10, was
yeah.
it?
I knew you wouldn't get it.
I don't know, which I was glad. And he spoke about learning about leadership from it, which is something that my grandfather was known for.
Now, one of the things as your daughter and as a woman that I love about everything related to that book, can you say that there is another military-focused book written by a woman that was not in the military?
No, and every review of the book started, in spite of the fact, but I did write it so that anybody could understand it. If you don't know what a platoon is, you'll know if you read the book. If you don't know how a division is organized, you will know when you read the book. I wanted everyone to appreciate what was involved. And I think that's what I could bring to the table as a woman writing about this.
Yeah. So I'm going to be unfeminine in front of you. It makes my mom a total badass, in my opinion, along with my sisters and my dad. We all agree. So let's talk about this new book that has just come out. What is it called?
It's called The Smallest Tree in the Forest, and the subtitle is Growing Up with Grandparents.
And what inspired you to write this book? What kind of spoke to you to put this together?
Well, they were wonderful people. My father was killed in World War II, and so I was raised mostly by my mother, but we lived with my grandparents quite a bit. And because she was a working mother, which nobody was in the 50s, I spent every summer with them as well. So I had a lot of time with them. And it began as a thank you note. And then I realized, I wrote down all the happy times and the happy memories. And I realized suddenly halfway through it that you don't recognize the sunshine unless you'll have the shadows as well.
Yeah.
So at some point, I was able to add some of the things that happened to me that were less than optimal, that they helped me through. And I think my message in this was, you don't have to know everything about somebody. You can just be good, and that's helpful. And I realized they had no idea what was going on in my life, but they were a real wellspring of joy and solidity and so on to me. And that was the purpose of the book.
Yeah. Did you have any old materials that you pulled from to remember some of the stories that you shared? Because, I mean, you go back, one of my favorites is The Riding of the Tricycle at age 4. You all are going to love that one. Are these just moments that popped into your head, or did you have a methodical way of pulling together?
No, they were moments that popped in my head, and I think I do remember. There are people that don't remember, and I'm a rememberer, so I do have. But in some cases, I'll say, after that, I don't remember. You know, I have little moments that shine from my childhood. Obviously, as you get older, you remember more consistently. But, and maybe pictures helped a little bit, too.
Yeah, there are beautiful photos in the book. You will definitely see family resemblance in our photos. It was alarming to me to see young pictures of you, and I see my daughter's face in them. I see my niece's face in them. I see my sister's faces in them. Now, when would you say you really dug in on knowing you wanted to complete this book?
I think I got pushed into it by my children.
Perhaps.
No.
Well, we pushed you into the publishing, but when did you really say, no, I want to go back? Because you kind of had this on pause for a little while.
I did. And I did send out letters to publishers. Well, you can't get to a publisher. You have to have a literary agent. And, oh, I have a whole filing drawer of this does not meet our needs at this time, typed by some secretary and signed by I don't know who. The nicest comment I got was, I like the title, but that's as far as I got. And this was after I'd had a book published, which I thought would open doors for me, but it didn't seem to in the New York publishing business.
Now, did you think about just saying, forget it?
No, I kept working at it. I kept thinking there's something here. And my solution at first was to just type it all up and put it in a loose leaf binder. And one of my daughters just said, I don't want a loose leaf binder. I want a book. And that wasn't me.
That one was not me that said that.
No,
but we all thought it.
So. We all, but this daughter knew how to get somebody that knew how to do it. So, and what's happened since, the difference between my first book and my second is the publishing industry has changed.
Yes.
And the first book, if you were self-published, you couldn't get an ISBN number, which is what puts you into the Library of Congress. Now you can. So the publishing business has really changed in the last 10 years or so.
So what was the final push, decision, et cetera, to make you say, okay, I'm going to publish the book?
I think my pushy daughters.
Yeah.
I think they just said they
the middle one
a book.
Took a big lead on that,
yeah.
I think.
And then
we all cheered a book.
Yeah, but I think, you know, all of a sudden I realized, yes, this would be nice to have it in book form. And, you know, and I felt I had finished it. I added quite maybe 3 or 4 chapters in the last year. Mm-hmm. And I looked at it and I thought, this is done. I'm done. And I sort of made the point here and just celebrated the fact that really it sounds trite, but in the end, love conquers all. And that's the purpose of the book.
You just answered my next question is what do you hope people will get out of reading this?
Well, I think for one thing, if you're a grandparent, you realize you have a lot of impact. You're somebody that knows this child, but not in the I have to correct their table manners sort of way. You know them. You can take them to museums. You can see them on the side. Sometimes you know things about them that their parents haven't recognized, that you have something to offer this child. And certainly my grandparents did. And all three of them offered different things to me. And they were all important. So I think that as a grandparent, you realize you can have an impact on people. And I think for others, it's an idea that include family in your children's lives because they do add something to their lives, no doubt about it.
So good. And, you know, for those of you that I get questions sometimes, when I'll share stories, in my life on, you know, things that would maybe be considered a failure or things that didn't work out well. And people ask me, well, how do you keep going? And hopefully hearing my mom talk today, you know the answer to that. I've had and still have an incredible role model in my life that shows me there's no time limit on our dreams. There's no expire time to pursue things that we love. And sometimes it can feel like an uphill battle. I know it wasn't easy for you when, you know, you weren't getting the letters back from agents and all of that.
No.
And you still kept going. So I just want all of our listeners to hopefully take a couple things out of this. Again, you're never, the window's not gone. You're never too old. If you're in the trenches right now with young ones and all the things, it doesn't mean that you will never do the thing. And secondly, I hope you get an understanding into why I treasure my relationship with my mom and how fortunate my daughter is to have you as a grandmother, because you are doing for her what your grandparents did for you.
Well, I hope I am. I hope I am.
Thank you so much, Mom. I love you.
Well, thank you too. It's a pleasure.
Getting Staying on top of all things time management, organization, and productivity doesn't have to stop just because this episode is over. If you want one-tap access to all of my training and current top podcasts, go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Pink Bee app. It's one word, the Pink Bee. It is jam-packed with simple yet powerful tips and strategies to get you out of overwhelm and into harmony. And if you have a question you want me to cover on a future episode, go to iTunes and ask your question in the podcast review section. And while you're there, don't forget to leave a 5-star review.